This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chris in North Carolina is our guest. Caller. Then we're going to talk to Paul, Ronnie, James, Mike, and others, and I'm just going to keep our guests 30 minutes, so I'm going to go back to your calls after Peter Schiff leaves us. We're going to be breaking down the situation in Greece. But look at this article. X-Keyscore, NSA's Google for the world's private communications. And they can just go into your emails, your phone calls. It's all stored. And now with keywords, search into that database, and the computer tells you what to look at. It data mines. It's just so incredibly evil, and the London Guardian has an article breaking it down. Now, Chris worked in the military. He said in classified areas, and he was getting into a comment on the NSA. What were you specifically talking about, sir? Go ahead.
Tevis. I was talking about Tevis.
And how do you spell that?
T-E-M-P-E-S-T, like a storm?
Sure, Tempest. Tempest Certification Program.
It's code.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, basically, they protect computers with a copper shielding and a SCIF, a Secure Control Intelligence Facility, which the Secure Controlled Intelligence Facility has, like, walls at a certain degree. I can't give you the classified information. Like, they have ultra frequency, and they have ELF, which we saw that guy that killed somebody for extremely low frequencies on his weapon.
Yes.
But I can't give you the actual frequency, because that would be classified if I remembered it accurately. But point being is that they're trying, well, I don't know if they're trying to, but my point, my whole argument was, is that we have scientists who have already mapped the human brain.
Yes.
And we have scientists who have actually, through microwave principles, which I know about through the NSA, and they've already sent that microwave principle through satellites.
DARPA was in the Baltimore Sun about 16 years ago. I covered it like 20 times, literally, admitting that they were practicing with cell towers to, quote, calm the public. And I remember just reading that, and it was a trial balloon, just a test. And I do know that every major university facility that I've talked to has huge classified DARPA programs testing different ways to mesmerize the human brain, to shoot carrier waves out through the television. Ultra low frequency, you name it. So, yes, there's major mind control going on. They've got, quote, new anti-stress vaccines. They give, quote, PTSD trips that literally eat part of the brain. It's a lobotomy, but they just don't tell you that. It's not as severe, but it destroys high emotions. So we are not in Kansas anymore, and they're just calmly rolling out something from a body snatcher movie, basically. I mean, we're living in crazy times. It's so exciting. In a way, it's exhilarating. I mean, it's horrifying at the same time. I have children, but the public talks about being bored, and then everybody wants me to go see a football game or, you know, a rock concert. I mean, I'm sorry, nothing compares to reality. And so much of the fake culture we live in is not real culture. It's not real stuff that's going on. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Paul, if you hold, I'll get to you. Ronnie and James and Mike and others. I haven't even really hit a lot of the news yet. But I think the big news is we're in a brain-damaged trance. We're totally bankrupt. We're physically degenerating. We need to admit we're in a nosedive to pull up out of it. And I'm here in the cockpit screaming at the pilots, that's the American people, hopefully, you know, to get control of the stick and pull this baby up. And we're like falling from 30,000, 20,000, 10,000 feet. We're about 2,000 feet right now. We need to pull up.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The Obama administration has been the most secretive administration ever. Even mainline liberal pundits in the Washington Post admit that. More signing statements, more executive orders, more secret executive orders, secrecy on lobbyists. Just incredible amounts of secrecy and lying. Michelle Obama has now come out. We're going to play the video after our guest leaves us. And said that they're super transparent because you can now take selfies at the White House. So that's the type of gimmick they're engaging in. Meanwhile, Oregon launches program to tax drivers by the mile. Isn't that just a special? Greek bank are in trouble. And are closed, and they're now down to 500 million euros in cash. They're now limiting people to 20 euros a day that they can get out. Simply incredible. Obama administration has scaled back deportations in policy shift. They stopped deportations about a year and a half ago. They first denied that. Now they go, yeah, we're doing it, including felons, aggravated felons. It's no wonder Rasmussen has a poll showing massive support growing for states to ignore federal courts. And I mentioned this earlier, it's simply unbelievable. A judge has ordered a gag order on the group that got sued for not making the gay cake, the gay marriage cake, and he's now put a gag order out saying they can't speak to the media. So this is tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. And look, I'm a libertarian. I don't even get into these issues. But they've turned the whole transgender, gay, lesbian movement into a tyranny to destroy free speech. I mean, if you don't agree with somebody, that's fine. You can disagree with them. You can't shut them up. And if they can do it on this, they can do it on anything. And I mean, now they're trying to make laws in Europe where you can't criticize the central banks. Or you can't criticize EU bureaucrats who exempt themselves from the high taxes. Joining us, he'll be joining us every few weeks. I'm excited to be able to have him on as a regular guest. Peter Schiff, Europac.net, manages billions successfully at Europac.net. An American businessman, best-selling author, and his dad's also a famous patriot fighting the IRS. And he's the host, of course, of the Peter Schiff Show as well. And he's a frequent guest on financial television programs and generally one of the lone voices of sanity. He'll have four or five other pundits saying everything's wonderful, and he'll be on there giving his contrarian view, like the fact that Greece cannot be bailed out no matter how many times they do it, and that more countries and areas are to come. And now, since he was on with us a few weeks ago, Puerto Rico has announced that they're insolvent. Well, I mean, guess what? Basically everybody is, except maybe Switzerland. In fact, that's a good question, a good place to start with Peter Schiff here today. Peter, what are the best countries in the world right now? And then let's get into Greece. Let's get into this jobs report.
Yeah, well, Switzerland is pretty good. They have made some mistakes in kind of pegging the Swiss franc to the euro. They gave that up, but they're still intervening to prevent their currency from rising. But there are countries around the world. Singapore is another good example. Maybe New Zealand. I mean, there's a handful of places that we invest our clients' money in over at Europe Pacific Capital. And by the way, now we're Europac.com. I mean, .net still works, but now I've got the .com URL as well. But, you know, it's hard to find the countries that aren't completely screwed up. I mean, most of them are broke. And the irony, right, Puerto Rico is claiming that it can't pay its debts, which is true. But Puerto Rico's debt to GDP is much lower than America's debt to GDP. So we're broke too. The only difference is there's no QE program for Puerto Rico. The Fed is not buying Puerto Rican government bonds. So interest rates have already risen in Puerto Rico, and that's why they can't pay. But if interest rates ever rise in the United States, we are even more broke than they are.
Now, the Fed keeps saying for years that, oh, we're going to get around to it soon, but they don't. What happens if they do? What happens if they don't?
Well, we're damned if they do and we're damned if they don't, right? If they do raise interest rates, they prick the bubble that they inflated, right? Because we have so much debt, the only reason the bubble hasn't already burst is because rates are still at zero. So if they move them back up to even 2 or 3%, which is still historically very low, given how much debt we have, it is impossible to sustain it. The federal government doesn't have the money, corporate America, homeowners, everybody is so levered up that if interest rates go up, we're Greece, we're Puerto Rico. Now, if they keep interest rates at zero indefinitely because they're afraid of causing a financial crisis, eventually the world will catch on. I mean, they haven't done it yet, but eventually they will, and then the bottom drops out of the dollar, and we have a dollar crisis, which I think is the worst possible outcome, but unfortunately, it's the most probable.
So many pundits now are starting to agree with you more. Before, they said everything's perfect, it can go on forever. We are hearing a lot more noises that the big one is coming. Ron Paul was on yesterday. For the first time interviewing him for 20 years, he said he thinks it's getting really close. I know they can still engage in some manipulations to keep this dog and pony show going, but it seems the writing is on the wall that we're getting close here.
Yeah, unfortunately, most people can't read plain English. You know, it is there for anybody who can care to take the time to read it. But most people want to deny it. I mean, hopefully we can have Ron Paul's son in the White House when it hits the fan, because the real fear is we have another one of these big government types, even from the Republican Party, who are instinctively going to react to this next crisis exactly the way we reacted to the last one. More government stimulus, more money printing, and that's just going to lead to an even bigger disaster.
What about this jobs report?
Yeah, you know, they ought to call it the lack of jobs report. But, you know, on the surface, everything is great, right? We created 220,000 jobs. But, you know, what they don't really talk about on the network news is, well, number one, they reduced the previous estimate 2 months by 60,000 jobs. So they weren't as good. The reports weren't as good as they originally told us. But if you look beneath the surface, the unemployment rate dropped to 5.3. But it's because, 600,000 people left the labor force. It was a mass exodus. The labor force participation rate plunged to 62.6. That's the lowest rate since 1977. And these are not older people who are retiring. These are 20 to 30-year-old guys who are leaving the labor force. I mean, they're not retired. They're unemployed, but they're not counted as unemployed because they're no longer part of the statistics. So it looks like the numbers are good, but they're awful. Meanwhile, the people who do have jobs, these are part-time jobs. Again, another month where we destroyed full-time jobs and replaced them with lower-paying part-time jobs.
Well, anybody who's got friends and family knows that on average, people are doing a lot worse than they were 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Most of the country looks like it was bombed out or something. There's still selectively some good areas in the economy, but I just can't imagine what it's going to look like when things do go belly up. Let's specifically talk about Greece and the, quote, contagion. My issue is, no matter how many times they get bailed out, it's going nowhere. And now the IMF and the World Bank and the EU, the Troika, they want them to put higher taxes on their tourism and stuff that's already really high. That'll just stall the economy more.
Yeah, look, it can't work. You have to admit the obvious that Greece is broke, and trying to come up with ways to pretend that they can pay the money back isn't going to work. They never should have bailed them out the first time. All this is kicking a can down the road. But, you know, eventually you run out of road, and that's really where we are when it comes to Greece. Everybody has to admit that the debt cannot be repaid. But also, all the bailouts are meant to bail out the politicians. Greece has to change. Greece has to level with their citizens that they can't get something from nothing, that they run out of other people's money, and that people have to actually get legitimate jobs. They just can't collect checks from the government. They can't be overpaid. They need a market-based economy. But all the bailouts perpetuate is the socialism that has ruined Greece.
You know, I went back last week after we talked and did some research on the Greek economy, and it's not been doing good for over 100 years. But at their best points 30, 40 years ago, they had some industry, they had lower taxes, and they weren't as socialist. But you're right. Government wants people dependent, and big corporations on average want to be able to get government contracts and have government shut down their competition so they go along with big government. But then it creates just a giant mass of people that want more, yeah, more, more. And then this time when stuff collapses, they're not going to know how to work. What's going to happen?
Yeah, look, you know, there's one industry in Greece that is thriving, and that's shipping. And the reason that Greek shipping is such a good industry is because by law, the Greek government can't tax it.
Right.
So they exempted one industry from taxation, and it's thriving. Why don't they do that with all their industries? Why don't they get the government out of the entire economy? Because they kept the government out of shipping, and they dominate global shipping.
And that's because an insider 80-something years ago got that law passed so he could base a shipping company there.
Yeah, but of course, that's what you want to do. You want to base your company. Why did I move my business to Puerto Rico, my asset management company? You know, people joke, you know, about me, say, hey, Peter, you told us to go to Puerto Rico, and now look at the problems. I didn't tell anybody to buy Puerto Rican bonds. I specifically told people not to. I don't own any Puerto Rican bonds, but I do have a business there because my tax rate is only 4%, and then my capital gains tax is zero. So I want to do business in Puerto Rico, but I'm not going to lend money to the Puerto Rican government because I know they're broke. But, you know, if they actually default and restructure their debt, that's going to be good for the Puerto Rican economy because they'll get out from under this debt trap. But we're the ones that ensnared them in it. We're the ones that enticed them into borrowing all this money in the first place. And we screwed up their economy with the Jones Act, which forces them to use overpriced U.S. ships to trade through. And we have the minimum wage. And, you know, for anybody who's excited about a $15 an hour minimum wage, we destroyed the Puerto Rican economy by forcing them them to adopt our minimum wage. So you have wages in Puerto Rico that are relatively 50% of wages on the mainland, yet they have the same minimum wage. And that $7.25 minimum wage is effectively 15%, which is why the labor force participation rate in Puerto Rico is just 42%. You got more than 20% unemployment, and that is what the United States is going to look like if we adopted a $15 minimum wage nationwide, which is what people like Bernie Sanders wants to do. But those idiots out in California already did it in Los Angeles. So they're going to turn Los Angeles into Puerto Rico.
Well, it was Aristotle, Onassis, and others that got Greece to build its shipping industry basically out of nothing, and they lobbied to, you know, get those laws in place before World War II, but also again after the Germans were kicked out, and it made them the center of Mediterranean shipping. And now a bunch of wealth redistributors at the Guardian and others are basically calling to get rid of the tax exemption for people that moor their boats there, not realizing how much money all these people and these companies and these yachts are bringing in. It just shows the complete idiocy. Look at California, totally bankrupt, getting more bankrupt every day, and now they've passed forced inoculation laws. They're just total tyrants. Where do you expect when the dominoes start going down? And I know it varies hundreds of different ways, but in the U.S., after Puerto Rico goes down, whether it's this year, next year, whenever, what's next? California? Yeah. I mean, we know Michigan already went under.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, Alex, you know, any idiot can redistribute wealth. The hard part is to create the wealth in the first place. And the redistributors simply get in the way of wealth creation. That's what benefits people, right? Not somebody that's trying to steal money and spread the wealth around. It's the people that create something out of nothing. The entrepreneurs, the businessmen that figure out how to satisfy human unlimited desires with limited resources, and they give people the things that they want at lower and lower prices. That's capitalism. That's freedom. And government works to undermine this.
And but, how you know, can people arrogantly demonize it when anyone who studies history knows? I'll tell you why. We went out and talked to UT students. 6 out of 10 had no idea what July 4th even is, or Independence Day is, and of the 4 that did, only 2 had a good idea. In California, we had a reporter go out, Mark Dyson, do it, and it was even worse. 8 out of 10 had no idea and thought it was secession from the South. I mean, look, but I know you're an optimist about, you know, things getting better once we have a correction, but what do you do with some of the dumbest, laziest people the world's ever seen?
Well, that's the problem. All those dumb, lazy people are voting, you know, and that's, you know, that's part of the failure. We used to be a republic and now we're a democracy, and that is a big problem. And our founding fathers, when this nation was first conceived, it was conceived as a republic by people who understand the evils of democracy. And unfortunately, their worst fears have been realized, which is why, you know, I always celebrate the 4th of July with mixed emotions. I love the idea of the holiday and what we commemorate. Right. But it also makes me reflect on what we've lost.
Oh, I
agree.
Because
this country is nothing like it was. And we are now oppressed by our own government to a degree that King George in England never could have conceived. And our founding fathers, were they able to look into the future and see the lives that we're living today, they never would have fought the revolution. They would have stayed with the king. But I want to get back to your earlier point about, you know, when is this going to happen? I think, you know, the dominoes are falling. You know, Greece, Puerto Rico, you know, the countries that have borrowed too much, right, are being held accountable. The chickens are coming home to roost.
What's next?
And we got
Spain?
More chickens out there than anybody.
What's next? Spain? I mean, what do you see next?
Well, I'm more worried about the United States, right? Because we're the biggest debtor. And right now, people worrying about Spain or Portugal are loaning more money to us, even though we're more indebted than Spain or Portugal. That's how broke we are. The only thing keeping us afloat is the illusion of economic health and the fact that we have these 0% interest rates. But that illusion is going to be pierced. It's like, you know, a mirage out in the desert. I mean, eventually you get to the mirage and you realize that there's nothing there, right? You reach for the water and you got a handful of sand and, you know, you can't drink that. I think the day of reckoning is coming. I think people have to prepare for it. You know, your listeners are preparing for it. Prepare for it like it's going to happen tomorrow. And if you're lucky, it won't. But at least you're prepared. You got to get out of Dodge. You got to get your money out of dollars, you know, out of, you know, U.S. financial assets. We talked earlier about the countries that are not making these mistakes. There are solvent countries that are loaning all the money that everybody else is borrowing, that are producing all the goods that everybody else consumes. There are countries that still have relative freedom on an economic sense. I'm not talking about a political sense.
Sure. Yeah, tell us who's really good, and then what about the dragon? What about China? Is it a basket case?
No, it's not. I mean, look, you know, we got lots of political freedom, right? You can go out and complain all you want in the United States, but do you have real economic freedom? Absolutely not. The government controls you. We have a command economy, a centrally planned economy. I feel that every day as an entrepreneur here. The weight of government is very heavy on my business. I know that in places like China, there is a lot more free market capitalism going on beneath the surface in communist China than there is in supposedly capitalist America. You know, they have a bad monetary policy. They're printing too much money to prop up the dollar. But look, go to Walmart. Go look at all these products. Look at where they're made. How did they make them in China? They have to have factories. They have to have machines. They have to have skilled laborers, right? All we do is print money. What does that take? Nothing. In fact, most of it isn't even printed. It lives electronically, you know, in a cyberspace.
Isn't it really a Mexican standoff, though? Because we've got nuclear weapons. They've got it. They're our second biggest owner of the debt after the Federal Reserve. And they know that if we go under, they go under, and if they go under, we go under, so we're both propping each other up, but the house of cards is starting to wobble.
I don't think that's true. I think if we go under, they prosper. See, I think it's not a symbiotic relationship, but more of a parasitic one. They just haven't figured it out that we're the parasite and they're the host, because it's a one-way relationship. They keep lending us money that we can never pay back, mm-hmm. and they keep giving us products that we can't afford. I mean, why don't the Chinese keep their own money, invest it in their own economy, instead of buying our treasuries? And why don't the Chinese citizens consume their own goods?
By the way, that's a good point.
Us?
People love to demonize China because their goods flood everything, and a lot of them are cruddy. But at the same time, we're the ones buying cruddy products that break. Yeah. We're the ones buying Chinese products, and we're the ones buying real goods with fiat dollars. So it just goes to say we get a bunch of stuff that breaks before you get it out of the box. Because we're buying it with imaginary confetti.
Look, the Chinese products are not you know, junk. I mean, if they were junk, people wouldn't buy them. The reason that so many people want Chinese products is because they're not junk. You know, we used to make those great products. We used to be the manufacturers of the lowest cost goods in the world. That's what America did. We mass produced high quality, low cost goods. The high cost stuff was made in Europe.
Yeah, we used to be China. You're right. Stuff. We used to be known for good. I mean, I don't think Chinese goods are as good as Americans, say, in the 50s, but I do get your point that they have a lot of great products, but the toys and other knickknacks and stuff, I mean, they break really fast.
Right, but what toys do we make? I mean, if my kid had to play with American made toys, he'd have no toys. He'd have nothing to play with except, you know, the things around the house.
No, so I hear you.
The only reason our kids have toys is because the Chinese make them. If we had to make the toys, only the rich kids would get toys. The fact that the middle class has anything is because we get it from China. But all those days are going to come to an end when the Chinese come to their senses and stop buying our treasuries and let the dollar tank, which is why your listeners, my clients, need to be prepared now. That's what we're doing, getting people out of their dollars, buying quality stocks and bonds and hard assets around the world in advance of this day of reckoning, which I think is, you know, around the corner.
Well, like you said, if you're in Greece or all these other countries, it's already here. Look at the Middle East collapsing, Africa collapsing, Latin America's collapsing. Look at Venezuela. Look at wealth redistribution there now. It is in full collapse.
Yeah, and think of it. Remember when the real estate bubble first burst and it started out in subprime and they said, oh, don't worry about it. It's contained to subprime. Yeah, it wasn't contained at all, right? It was all over the mortgage market. So we're seeing these problems in places like Puerto Rico or Greece. It's not contained to those countries. All the countries that have borrowed too much money that they can't afford are going to have to be held accountable for what they've done. Just like all the mortgages, even if you had good credit, if you borrowed more than you could afford to repay, you know, you still lost your house.
Sure. What state's in the most trouble, Illinois or California? I mean, we know Michigan is essentially a beautiful state, but has fallen apart.
Oh, and it's not just the states. It's the cities. It's the municipalities. And it's the federal government. I mean, we got problems on top of problems. The only thing keeping all these cities and states afloat is the fact that interest rates are zero. See, I think before the dollar collapses, the Federal Reserve is going to launch QE4. It's going to expand its asset purchases. And the Federal Reserve is going to be not only buying U.S. treasuries, but state bonds as well. Who knows? They might even end up buying the ones in Puerto Rico, but they're going to buy California bonds.
They might start buying hamburgers.
They'll buy Connecticut bonds.
They might start buying hamburgers from McDonald's to prop them up.
Well, you know, McDonald's has been having a tough time if you look at their earnings. Even the McDonald's customers are too poor to shop there. I mean, the real American businesses are struggling. You know, people are wondering, why are Americans not spending? Because they're broke. Because they borrowed too much money to buy stuff.
Peter, I know you got
to
go.
They don't have to buy stuff now.
Do five more minutes with us on the other side if you can on the election. Right. I want to come back and talk about the election with you. And then we're going to get to your phone calls. Everybody that's holding, Paul, Ronnie, James, Mike, Adam, and others.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death,
our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Peter Schiff is our guest. You can go to his website, Europac.com or Europac.net, and check out all the interesting information that's right there. He's going to be leaving us here in a few minutes, and I will go directly to your phone calls that have been patiently holding. I am your host, Alex Jones. If you just tuned in, we are live. I'll be live this Sunday as well, 4 to 6 p.m. So thank you for tuning into the Friday broadcast. We'll know a lot more after this vote on whether the Greeks are going to pay the debt or not. Either way, the euro is in deep trouble, in my view. But, again, the United States is in deep trouble as well, but we're in this Alice in Wonderland situation. Peter, you got cut off by the break. I just wanted to ask you about the election and where it's going. Of all the candidates, who do you like the best?
But, yeah, you know, even if the Greeks vote to pay the vote, to pay the debt, they're just voting to pretend to pay the debt because they will never pay that debt. They're just going to go deeper into debt. But, yeah, you know, I like Rand Paul. I mean, I've been a big supporter of both Ron Paul and now Rand. I, you know, was supporting him when he ran for Senate.
You were his dad's financial advisor.
I was officially an economic advisor to the 2008 campaign, not the 2012 campaign, but the first campaign for president as a Republican was 08, and I was an economic advisor there, but I supported Rand when he ran in 2010. I ran unsuccessfully in the same year in Connecticut. He ran in a more friendly state, Kentucky, and he's in the U.S. Senate now, and I think he's done a good job. But more importantly, you know, I trust his understanding and I trust his commitment and his integrity to hold true to his principles in a crisis. And I think a crisis is coming, and he's a guy that we really want to have, you know, at the helm of this ship when we hit the iceberg, you know, because most of the other candidates have no idea what to do and they'll just sink it, you know. So having Rand there, I think, would be very, very important. So I wholeheartedly support
him. Sure. I mean, look at Donald Trump. That's the big story the last few days. And look, I think Donald Trump's in there for publicity. I think Donald Trump will drop out at an opportune time, hand it over to Jeb. I think that's what his job is. But a lot of what he says is absolutely true. I mean, I like the statements that come out of Donald Trump's mouth overall, and he's an interesting guy. I mean, I'm not an enemy of the guy. I just know he's an establishment, you know, shill.
I agree with you that, you know, and I've met him a couple of times, but I don't really know him. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that he says, I agree with. I mean, some of the stuff I totally disagree with, but he says a lot of things that other people are afraid to say because, you know, they actually want to get the nomination, and so they can't say these things. But if he can have a lot more fun because he can speak his mind. He can speak freely. And a lot of people are going to be turned on by that, but, of course, a lot of people are going to get turned off, and, you know, obviously makes it very difficult for him to actually win. But I agree, you know, I think he's going to enjoy being in on this. He's going to enjoy this.
Well, that's why I raised this, because AP has the headline, Hispanic leaders want GOP leadership to condemn Donald Trump's idiocy. We're not saying that Mexicans are all criminals. What we're saying is, from all over the world, criminals run here because they can operate under aliases, and that we're a giant dumping ground now for moms with kids, women to come here to have babies from all over the world. CNN advertises, you know, how Chinese women are now the biggest immigrant group to come here to have their babies.
Yeah,
like it's a good thing. And
Alex, I feel sorry for those babies. Their mothers are sticking them with U.S. citizenship. That's a curse now. I mean, the U.S. government's going to tax them for the rest of their lives, no matter where they live. I mean, they're better off with a Chinese passport than an American passport.
No, I get your point, but I mean, it's just pure craziness that he tells the truth that we're now the point of, you know, travel for criminals. He points it out. It's all over the news, the numbers. I mean, were they like 36,000 felons in the last year?
The point that Trump was making, he was saying, when he's talking about people coming across the Mexican border, he is not just talking about Mexicans. It's everybody else
sure.
that makes their way into this country through that porous border. So he's not saying Mexicans as a people. It's just anybody that comes across.
Oh, I know.
And he
said that, and it's clear what he said, yes. and it's true. But they spin everything like, you're against Obamacare. You're racist. You don't want to turn your guns in. You're racist. I mean, how far can this political and correct garbage go?
Why don't we just elect Caitlyn Jenner as president just to prove how tolerant we are? You know, that will show that we're tolerant, not homophobic or racist. But you know, but I don't blame our nation's problems on immigrants. You know, I mean, if we had a free market, we didn't have a welfare state. I say anybody who wants to come in.
I agree.
Come in and work. But it's the welfare state that's the problem. It's the war on drugs that's the problem. If we had a real free market, look, all four of my grandparents came to this country as immigrants, but they had no welfare, they had no food stamps, they had no Obamacare, they had no minimum wage. All they came for was freedom, and that's all they got. They didn't get any help from the government. They just got left alone by the government.
And let me guess, I bet they became successful.
Yes. I mean, they didn't become rich, but they had better lives than they would have had they stayed in Eastern Europe where they had plenty of government.
Well, it's just fantastical to see how far this house of cards can be built. It's like Yertle the Turtle. But at some point, a gasket's going to blow, and I think we see the rumblings of that now. Well, Peter Schiff, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to speaking to you again.
Looking forward to it. Remember, the first and the third Friday of every month, I'll be a guest on your show. Looking forward to
it. I'm super excited. Thank you so much for coming on with us. And next time he's on, we'll take phone calls for him. I know you've been holding forever, so I'm going to go to Paul and Ronnie and Mike and James and Adam. I apologize you've been holding so long. Usually what talk shows do, though, is they just hang up on everybody once a guest comes on and then get new calls. So it's kind of a nice thing I do, but then I kind of feel bad about it. So thank you for holding. I'm going to go to you. I'm going to run through some of the headlines we haven't hit yet. General Secretary of Communist Vietnam invited to the White House to push the TPP. They get to see it, but nobody else does. Truly insane. Also, the video that we played at the start of the show is on Infowars.com. In Austin, Austinites are almost as ignorant as Californians about Independence Day. And see, that's why MSNBC and CNN talk about how smart liberals are all day and how well-educated they are. Well, yeah, you go get 5, 6, 7 degrees because you can keep getting loans to get more degrees. And then when you're 57, you go to work at the grocery store. I understand how that works. Or, you know, how many housewives don't see it as honorable to raise 2 or 3 kids and take care of them, so they go off and get 5 or 6 degrees that they never use. And, you know, and then the husband, and then they divorce the husband when he's 50 and he has a heart attack or whatever. I mean, I understand how all this works, but we always go to universities. If you really want to show the dumbest people on the planet in liberal areas or trendy areas, the problem is if you go to a trendy area, the Democrat area, they can't talk. Black, white, I don't care. I mean, they can hardly have utterances. So that video is up there on the site, just frighteningly stupid. And they hate your house. They hate your car. They hate your truck. They hate your short haircut. And look, you want to have long hair? I don't care. It's not like I'm sitting there going, look at that long hair, boy. I mean, you want to get down to brass tacks. I basically had a mohawk when I was 15. It's that you're obsessed with it, and that's all you've got is your fill in the blank. I mean, you've got these people that think they know it all that wear polo shirts and, you know, have golf clubs in the back of their car and don't even play golf. They just want to look cool. It's posers I don't like. I don't care what color you are or what your style is or what you do or, you know, whatever it is. It's just that you're so stupid. You're a nobody. And so you just take on a cult. And you're a Democrat and you support Obama because you're not racist like me. And then you just project onto me that I'm a failure and I'm bad and you're good. And what you are is an idiot. See, as soon as I start thinking about the people that don't know what the Declaration of Independence is, excuse me, they don't know what Independence Day or the 4th of July is. It's frightening. And I've got them going out next week to go to a blue-collar industrial area. And I guarantee you 9 out of 10 people are going to know. So working-class blue-collar people, middle-class hard-working folks, rich people, they all know what is going on. You go, though, to the millennials or to trendies, and I mean, they don't know anything but how to act cool. And how are we going to build a country on that? Now, let's be clear. I had Ron Paul on yesterday. He's the hottest thing when he goes still to a university. 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 come out. He goes to other countries, the same thing happens. And it's young people of every race, color, and creed. It's a beautiful thing to see. I haven't done this in years. I spoke at UT with like no announcement and 2,000 people showed up. We ought to do that again when I spoke in the big UT, whatever that big giant hall is, in Olds 2000. They turned away like 1,000 outside with no promotion. Freedom is popular. So you either got young people that are the most awake, the most active, the most dynamic. I saw a young lady selling peaches yesterday. And I pulled over and got some peaches. I gave some friends for a party they're putting on. They're going to put the peaches in sangria. I didn't know that. I just thought, here's some peaches for your party. And they said, well, that's perfect. We're putting the sangria. Fredericksburg peaches. And I walk over and she goes, you're Alex Jones. And she goes, I changed my major to RTF from economics because of your show. My dad's a huge listener. On and on and on. It's not the old classic thing of the old guy going, these dumb kids listen to music I don't like. That rock and roller. I don't like that Elvis Presley. It's not that. It's that we go out and talk to the public, and people below the age of 30 do not know what planet they're on. And by the way, it's older folks, too. Like the woman that thought that, let's go to your phone calls. It's just, she thought that 1776 was when we seceded from the South. Because there's no way England could have been the enemy, because all we hear is how great the royalty is and how wonderful England is all day. It is a really cool country. Too bad socialists run it. Paul in Connecticut, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air on this Friday edition, July 3rd.
Thanks, calling from FEMA Region 1. I want to talk about the 4th of July. It's about universal truth. It's about freedom from tyrants and lies. And although we are growing, I'll tell you what, we'll be the last people standing after everything else shuts down.
Well, that's the crazy part is it will be the patriots that have got the food, got the guns, and know how to skin a buck and run a trot line. I'm just worried about the zombos literally eating us. You know, first they'll steal our food and everything. The problem is they're not going to have guns or know how to use them. So what you're going to have is a lot of dead trendies.
We have a lot of arrested developmental government-trained individuals out there, but they're going to catch on fast when it gets difficult. And this is the only thing. They're going to learn from the school of hard knocks, and we're going to have to be there as an example for them like we are right now.
You're really well-spoken, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say that we're winning.
I think we are winning. And when it comes to intellectuals and folks that are informed, anti-New World Order is the hottest thing since sliced bread. It just gets hotter. It's the hottest thing since thumbs. I mean, it really works good. And it's the truth. I mean, free market, its only problem is it creates so much wealth and so much choice. It's destructive and decadent, and it is wasteful. But tyranny is much more destructive, wasteful, and tyrannical than freedom. I mean, there's just no comparison. And you've got all these idiots in a lap of luxury, never working for anything, mad because somebody that does work has something nice. And they're just so stupid. Wealth is like a coral reef. in the middle of the ocean, that's what creates the basis of more life. It's like cities. People complain about traffic. They complain about too many people. But you live here because there's jobs. More people gives you jobs. But if we don't have 2.1 children, then there's not enough people to continue on. You have to have replacement rate, and we don't. So a collapse is coming, the demographic cliff. Let's talk to James in Colorado. Thanks for holding. What does July 4th mean to you?
Well, it's about not negotiating with terrorists and violent radicals. What we're doing, there's a Stars and Stripes article that the July 4th celebration is canceled at UK U.S. Air Force bases. They just say we apologize for any inconvenience. It's like there's not going to be a civil rights lawsuit over all of it. It's just going to be a problem.
Excuse me, did you say that they just stopped 4th of July celebrations in the U.K.?
At U.S. Air Force bases, right.
Because it would have been hurtful? It would have been hurtful to the Brits?
They said due to threat assessments, but it's part of our culture, so...
That's giving in to terrorism right there.
Exactly.
Hold on. What's the headline on that? I'm skipping this break, too. I can't help it. I've got to have more time. Are you telling me it's in Stars and Stripes? Guys, Google that. 4th of July celebrations canceled at UK Air Force bases. There it is. NBC News. I love it. No, the real reason is because we've been Anglophiled. We're being turned into a UK British government worship country where you'd think we're back with England again if you watch the propaganda. July 4th celebrations canceled at U.S. Air Force Base in the UK over terrorist attacks. So now, because the terrorists might attack, how about we just don't have any kids and all kill ourselves because it's so scary a terrorist might attack? I mean, they've trained most of the ISIS terrorists in England, out of any country, and well, Saudi Arabia in the Middle East is more, but out of any European country, and then they're sending them in there. They've attacked France, and so now there can't be a 4th of July because a jihadi might attack. I mean, talk about the headline should be U.S. runs up white flag, cancels 4th of July. I mean, that is just insane. But don't you see right through that? I bet they never bring it back. It's about not having 4th of July celebrated in England.
Well, not sure they ban the flags. They'll try to ban states' rights by tying it to the South seceding, saying it's inherently racist, have states' rights, have states at all. That's against globalism. Is it friendly?
Oh, listen, you're not joking. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, it came out in the BBC and others. And it was buried in the article why they did it, but I knew as soon as I saw it that national team names are to be banned. I think they said by 2020. Search that. European national teams' names to be removed, to be changed. I forget the exact headline. Because nationalism is bad and racist, and so it's just going to be the names of different mythical creatures. So it won't be France, it won't be Spain, it won't be England, it won't be Greece, it won't be Portugal. It will just be different mythical creatures because, again, they have to get rid of the nation state and any memory of it. And soon you'll be talking to kids and saying, do you remember the USA? And they go, what's that, a racist thing? That thing they banned? I mean, this is mind control. This is a culture falling apart. God bless you. I guarantee you that was done to demoralize the military, to break it down, to get people out, to bring in women to be the new commandos. And then, don't worry, the robots are coming out in a few years. This is how they ruin the military. And you're like, but the military gave them their power. They're going to everything to be autonomous, the fighter jets, everything. They're not building a future for humans. It's already been decided. I know I've said that thousands of times. I'll say it again. Mike in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, first time caller. Appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, brother.
When you stir it up, man, I'll tell you what, it's like going to a Texas pig hunt with a slingshot. I will tell you that my breakfast, I came from Yorktown, Virginia, so I know a lot of the history of 1776. Cornwallis, surrender there. You don't realize what freedom is until you don't have it anymore. And you also find out that this government, this whatever they call it, This is not our government. This does not represent America in any way, shape, manner, or
form. It is a foreign consortium, just like TPP is a great example, totally occupies the country. When I say our government's like Vichy France, I mean that. And, of course, Vichy France was the collaborator government that stood down to the Nazis and helped them take over. I mean, we have an actual collaborator government. Go ahead.
You are correct. It's been completely wiped out, taken over. They don't represent any of us. So, therefore, anything that comes out of the Supreme Court justices like this homosexual nonsense, they should have made allotment for people to stay in their closet. I mean, these are perverts, predators, and they're destroying the moral compass of this country. It needs to be stopped, and it needs to be stopped very quickly. These people do not represent us. They represent a clan that has been taken, that we've been taken over. And by the way, one more little thing about Peter Schiff, was one of my favorite people to listen to. I'm glad you had him on there. That one of the keys to what he was talking about is when the interest rates start going up, that's your key that the spiral is starting. And Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, you make sure he has a fund for people to put into, to make a contribution to. That man is going to blow the socks off the rest of this nonsense. We need people like him, people like you, people who are going to stand up and not be afraid to talk about.
Well, God bless you, Mike. Thank you for your testimony on that. Look, I don't hate heterosexuals or homosexuals. I don't like homosexuals saying I can't use the word homosexual because it sounds scientific and they say it's hateful. This is about dominating and taking over culture. I don't like the pushing of it on kids. And it is true they have judges in Australia and the UK saying pedophilia is good and that now there's a legalized pedophilia. I mean, it just opens the door to polygamy, to everything else under the sun, and that's now happening. And I hear the headlines right here on that front. Nathan Collier, Montana man inspired by same-sex marriage ruling, requests right to wed two wives. And are they going to discriminate against him? Country's first gay divorce firm opens in Philadelphia. So that's happening on that front. I want to go back to Adam and others, and we'll go into some overdrive to talk to Daniel, who says he worked for Viacom. Wants to break down something. We're going to talk to him. Looks interesting. And others. And of course, Ronnie is patiently holding. I'm going to go to Ronnie here in just a moment as well. Before I do that, I have had two very anemic plugs today. We fund our operations selling the high-quality T-shirts that promote freedom, that also help you meet like-minded people, InfoWars shirts. And we sell high-quality water filters, non-GMO seeds, books, films, you name it, and the best nutraceuticals out there, bar none. And we have free shipping throughout the month of July. That is a substantive discount. We never had free shipping for a whole month. And on top of free shipping, we have 25% off the Molon Labe belt buckles. One of the buckles is sold out. They're limited edition. But two of the buckles are still there, two of the designs. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subsection that has the most amazing nutraceuticals out there ever. I know it's going to be a super hit product because it works so well. I've never seen internal reviews anywhere like this. Our other products are great, and I've gotten great reviews, but BrainForce will sell out by this evening. We'll put an email box in there, if you hear this later, where you can sign up to be the first folks to be notified when it gets back in. It could be 4 to 8 weeks until we get more of this, and I assure you we're ordering a lot more. That's two ingredients that are prescription in Europe, and they're trying to make them prescription here. But they're just natural compounds that your brain operates off of. This isn't a bunch of caffeine or other herbs that just hype you up. This is just amazing energy, amazing focus. I was really tired today because I stayed up late last night, and I took one of these for the show, and it just absolutely kicked in and gave me a lot more clarity, and it helps fund the operation. BrainForce will sell out today. He had sold out for 3 days, but a limited supply was available of the Survival Shield X2. That is going to be sold out by early next week. So if you want the Survival Shield Nationwide X2, get that, InfoWarsLife.com. And five other products are sold out as well. But we do have the Oxy Powder. We do have the Lung Cleanse, the Colloidal Silver, and more. These are amazing products. Supermel Vitality is about to sell out within the week. And we're just trying to get the capital to buy more. InfoWarsLife.com. Go on to overdrive. Come back with your calls. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.